Tov Kuv Zayin Sifei. Tana V'Kirayim Chadoshim. Somebody has a new oven. We're talking about the ones that are made out of stones and cement and the like. Ein Sochem Oysim Hashem V'Litoshem Oysim Matlis. You don't smear oil on it, and you also don't go around with some type of cloth on it. This is the final part of the processing, making it, and therefore it's considered Tikkun Kli. You're allowed to fire it for the first time, even though later on we're going to see certain situations you're not allowed to heat something up for the first time because you're making it into a kli by heating it the first time. I saw beforehand that the opinions that hold now they're using a new pottery pot on Yontov because it strengthens the pot. Over here, that just by heating it up doesn't really make much of a difference to the Tana if it's not considered a Gemar Asis kli. There's a discussion in the Tanurim in the time of the Mogen Avram onwards to the first Hesek, the first time he did make enough of a change to be problematic in Yontov. Come about nowadays, we don't have these Tanurim, unless you're visiting some old Taimani village or something. So it's not so nogea. Vad continues, Shelo Yafigim B'tzayin and Kedei L'chasma. If you heat it up, then you shouldn't afterwards right away put cold water on it, which is a way of strengthening the Tanu. That's the type of Tikkun Kli. If you got it too hot and you need to cool it off, sometimes when it's too hot they take a piece of shmata cloth and soak it in water and they run it over the tana to cool it off a little bit so it shouldn't burn the thing that you're baking in it. That's permitted, but that's it once again. Here's a chiddush also that l'chayra, here you're making a tikkun kli. So what is the heta? You're going to see later on a certain piece of pottery that they used to heat up and do certain process for it would be also to do it even if you plan to use it for Eichel Nefesh. So he says that here you're ready to bake and now you can't use this tana. So that's something you can't do before Yontov because you're being stuck in the present situation. Whereas if you have some type of pottery which is used for baking on, that you could have gone through this whole process before Yontov. Fichel says the mechab mutal the shoyz b'mayim amechabedesh mechab b'satan afapish mechabe. They had this type of broom to put water on to run around the tanner to cool it off. You're allowed to do that even though it put out some of the fire.